The political opposition in Venezuela will hold a primary tomorrow to choose a candidate for next year's presidential election. The winner will take on Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela's autocratic leader, who's overseen an economic collapse that has sparked massive migration. Nearly 8 million Venezuelans have fled their country. That amounts to the largest displacement crisis ever recorded in the Western Hemisphere. Reporter John Otis brings us the story of one Venezuelan family joining that exodus and heading to the U.S.
Angel Marin is showing me his prized set of bongo drums that he must now get rid of. He's also selling his family's air conditioner and TV at steep discounts.
So $300 for the air conditioner, ¿cuánto para esto?
80.
And $80 for the television.
They need the money because they're abandoning their home in the western city of Maracaibo and, like millions before them, saying goodbye to Venezuela.
Angel Matias.
Angel Matias? Okay, muy bien. ¿Cuántos años tienes tú?
Angel, his wife Carolina, and their 4-year-old son Matias don't want to leave.
Nos vamos a guardar aquí para comprar un carro. Mentira. O sea, nunca vamos a poder comprar.
But Carolina says the normal aspirations of a young family, such as buying a car or a home, are impossible in today's Venezuela. Instead, they live in this cramped house with Carolina's parents and brother. Angel's job at a mobile phone company barely covers the cost of food. They'll sometimes eat just 2 meals per day, sleeping late to avoid the urge for breakfast. Meanwhile, young Matias has developed asthma. His medicine costs $32 a month, which the family can't afford. If I buy asthma medicine, Angel explains, then we won't be able to eat. That was the final indignity, the last straw prompting them to pack their bags. Their destination is St. Louis, where Carolina's sister has a job cleaning offices. Angel jokes that he'll need to work on his English.
Y el inglés, bueno, slow, slow, muy lento.
By contrast, Carolina's mother is in a somber mood now that her second daughter is about to leave Venezuela.
Me dan ganas de llorar. Porque uno siempre se imaginó tener los hijos cerca y verlos a los nietos crecer.
It makes me want to cry, she says, because you always imagine having your family close by and watching your grandchildren grow up. Because they lack visas, Angel, Carolina, and Matias must travel overland through Central America and Mexico to get to the U.S. The trip will involve a tough 60-mile hike across the Darien Gap. That's a roadless patch of jungle between Colombia and Panama where many migrants have been robbed, raped, and killed.
No queremos pasar la selva, de verdad, que nos asusta, nos da miedo.
We really don't want to go through the jungle, Angel admits. It scares us. Besides unloading their TV and AC, they're selling Matias's baby clothes. Carolina wanted to save them for a second child, but a larger family now seems out of the question, and Carolina tears up as she folds the tiny bodysuits and pajamas.
Es duro porque tenemos que dejar todo lo poquito que tenemos, pero...
This is really hard, she says. We have to sell the few things we own, but it's for the best. At a downtown shopping mall, Angel and Carolina hand over the baby clothes to a man who pays them $40, which they promptly spend on flimsy backpacks for their journey. Before dropping them off back home, we drive past a huge mural of a smiling Nicolás Maduro. He's Venezuela's authoritarian president who has led the country into its worst economic crisis in history. I ask Carolina what she thinks of the mural.
Sí, nos da rabia el hecho de cómo le dije cómo han destruido a Venezuela y que nos han obligado a nosotros a tener que salir de aquí.
It makes us furious, she says. These people have destroyed Venezuela, and they're forcing us to leave our country. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Maracaibo, Venezuela.